Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of course, we are one day deeper into the bye week, and we have yet to hear hide nor hair from Andrew Berry. It does not seem like that will be something that happens. And it's interesting. Kevin has really gotten a lot more of the fan sentiment. But I think when we play this Nate Tice audio, I don't think if we have the Stefanski and Berry wars over the next 8 weeks, I don't think we're going to be alone. I think we're getting opening salvos. Because, again, I think Andrew and Kevin are very media savvy on a national level. And I think they have cultivated different relationships with guys who back them on countless topics. I think we could see those two factions of media members start to poke holes in the other one's case.
Well, and you're going to start to, I say, just open your eyes and pay attention to what you hear and what you see. When you hear an analyst start to talk about how great Andrew Berry's draft class is, maybe there's a reason why. Maybe there's something attached to that. Conversely, if you hear, what would be the defense that somebody would make for Stefanski right now? That would be
two coach of the years.
But how long can we keep going back to that?
I think they're just going to keep going back to that.
Is it, or is it just going to be, well, they really like the stability that he's offered up.
You know what? He's the same guy every day.
Same guy every day.
Yeah, which is apparently not a good enough NFL head coach.
Hey, at least he's not Hugh Jackson. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
And for a lot of Browns fans, you're like, oh, yeah, that is a good point.
But, okay. Also, he's not Pat Shurmur.
Although, 6'7".
Got it.
So it is always interesting. I always tell people this when you're getting closer and closer to different coaching cycles. It's always like just pay attention to the names that some of the reporters throw out there, not for head coaching jobs, to be like, oh, I like this guy to potentially be a head coach one day. It's like, all right, they're getting a lot of info from that guy. It's not an accident that those names get thrown out there. Pay attention to who the media is talking about when they talk about Stefanski and Berry, and then you can find out the through line.
So while we've had many good people, go ahead and say nice things about Kevin Stefanski in spite of the Browns' record. And maybe some of those people also start to go after Kevin Stefanski. We have, I think, our first on-the-record national media member questioning Andrew Berry, and it was Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports.
Their O-line, and this is something I just keep looking at, the ticking time bomb of their O-line, because all the contract coming up soon, and they're old. And so just, all right, so next year after this offseason, your defense isn't perfect. It's got a lot of the nice parts, you know, but they're still just average against the pass. As Drake May showed today, if Myles Garrett doesn't get sacks or doesn't get pressures, it's just you can shred them. All right, your O-line's going to get reworked. You're probably going to have a new quarterback. Who's the number one receiver? Because Jerry Jeudy ain't it. You know, they got some fun rookies, but it's like, oh my God, like, what is this plan?
Now, he's not wrong.
Yeah, we ask this every day. What is this plan? If anything, the funny part about Nate Tice saying that is that that is something that basically every host in the city has said 12 million times. Like, what are they doing with this offensive line? You have Jerry Jeudy and that's it. What's really happening here? What's the plan? It's just for national people, it takes them a little bit to catch up because they don't go that in depth on all 32 teams. They just don't.
And it's interesting. Like, I do think you kind of pointed to it. I think I think the Browns are going to look and show you, hey, Carson Schlesinger, Quinshon Judkins, Mason Graham, right? This is what happens if you give Andrew Berry a top 64 pick. The problem is all the other asset management stuff can't be ignored. Like, I've been the most vocal critic of Kevin Stefanski, and I think you're right there with me. Mm-hmm. Like, there are things that we haven't liked, and we've called out in real time because we just don't have an allegiance one way or another. That was about 3 weeks ago when I went off on Andrew for the first time to be like, I don't care how many good draft picks he had, because it needs to be said, like, Kevin has failed. So is Andrew. And like, you need to decipher that failure and who's truly responsible for it to make the right decisions going forward.
I mean, I've said multiple times I would have fired Andrew Berry last year. Mm-hmm. I said it last year as everything was going down. I would have fired him. So like, there, for me, at my point, I'm already like, I'm gone. I've dusted my hand cleans of both of them. We're in the past there. Now, everything else that is moving forward is them just trying to do something to correct it and get on the right side of this. And for me, having one good draft class that, by the way, we don't even know the results of, we're 8 games into, but having one good draft class doesn't erase everything that we've already seen.
Yeah, and I think like that's like the frustration with Berry to me is I've just never seen a scenario where a guy is the architect of the worst trade in NFL history, and everybody just goes, well, yeah, the blood's on all of our hands, so we're like, no, that's the moment where the Browns championship window was completely closed off, and where you took a team that he walked into with really only needing a good offensive line. Mm-hmm. And the early credit you can give Andrew is, well, he left Betonio, Treader, and Teller alone, and he found two bookend tackles. The problem is, by the end of the one's rookie contract, that guy was borderline unplayable, couldn't stay healthy. And by the end of the first contract for the right tackle, who'd been good when healthy, you extended him off of one healthy year, and he's not been healthy since.
I know, but where do people get this so wrong? And I get it. Fans, you want to do back rubs and bubble baths for these guys, and you're just dying to drink their bathwater.
Laser eyes.
I know, and it's just, it's so frustrating, and I don't know where the disconnect is here.
I think it's because we just like memes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're just pro-meme.
I want to like them. I want to like both of them as much as everybody else, but I also like results more. I'm sorry. I don't do this to become the most favorite person in the world. I'm not going for prom king. I'm going to be a sports talk radio host here. Like, the way I see it is both of them have drastically underperformed for what their job is. And as Nate Tice points out, it's not as if they've really helped themselves out in the future either. Like, that offensive line is enough. In any other situation, any other, call it a spade, even circumstances, the offensive line alone is mismanaged to such a high order, you'd be like, what's going on here?
Yeah, and I think the problem is, like, with Kevin, okay, he had that one top 10 scoring offense, which was 2023.
And it was number 10.
With Kevin, I can look at a situation where, like, he did keep this thing buoyant even when it was its worst self for the first 4 years. With Andrew, it's like any which way I point my finger, it's like, okay, if I'm ignoring the worst trade in NFL history and the disastrous consequences of that, well, then we move to drafting. Well, but, you know, he didn't have top 100 picks for the most part for 3 years because of, we circle back to, the worst trade in history.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but that's why he doesn't have a number one wide receiver, and that's why he had to trade a pick swap for Jerry Jeudy. Why didn't he? Well, because he couldn't have a top 100 pick because we circled back to the worst trade in NFL history.
Jerry Jeudy, which, by the way, right now, I don't even know that that's the greatest contract we've ever seen either.
Yeah, I mean, it's still not awful.
It's not awful, right? But you gave him money instantly when everyone told you that he wasn't that good in Denver. He had a good year last year.
Before he played it down here, that's a good point.
And now he's got one of the worst efficiency metrics of any wide receiver in football. Like dead last in a lot of categories. And so, like, even but between all that, like, the hits are all John Dorsey's.
Mm-hmm.
They're all responsible to John Dorsey. They're all his guys. The guys that we care about on this team and think are substantial and good, 98% of them are all John Dorsey's guys.
Yeah, and of the 2% that are Andrew Berry's, one of them, so about 75% of them, is JOK, who unfortunately has had to medically retire. So the best chip that you had, the best thing you could point to and go, this guy who is not just an incredible football player, but an incredible human, the kind of guy who I think can build sustainable culture, he can't play anymore. And that's the best thing you could say about yourself. But I do think I think we are on, and this is what I was pointing to yesterday when I pointed out that Kevin Stefanski went hard in the paint for Dylan Gabriel while saying we've got to evaluate everything, I think that was Kevin Stefanski dropping his anchor and saying, that's my quarterback, and that's the guy I believe in. And I think, is it tied to decisions that Andrew Berry made? Yes, absolutely. Like, we have said Kevin would rather lose his way than win another way. Well, in this case, the one guy I think he's given a stamp of approval to is Dylan Gabriel. So I think this is just, I think the latest comments here, where somebody's questioning Andrew Berry's roster construction, which again is one of 10 things you can question with this guy, on top of the incredible amount of leadership for allowing Kevin Stefanski to twist in the wind when this team is 2-6 and you construct.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To the quarterback room of Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. Great job again, Browns. But so great leadership on top of everything else you've done. To me, this is just another salvo in, like, I think it's going to get uncomfortable, even if people, just the casual fan, doesn't recognize what's happening. I think you're going to see a lot more people, maybe Barry's friends, going after Stefanski and saying, well, look at what this coach has done and look how bad the offense is. And by the way, both sides are going to be incredibly valid.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is both sides are going to have enough ammo to go ahead and throw at the other one. And so we'll just see who's got the loudest voices. It's kind of how this all works in today's world. It's just you using your sources against their sources. And I can't wait to see how this disrupts them personally.
Do you have a defense of Kevin?
No, I haven't had a defense of Kevin. I haven't had a defense of Andrew Berry. I haven't had a defense of any of these guys.
I was going to get to the Andrew Berry part.
No,
next.
I got no defense of any of these guys. No. They all should be fired. But we've talked about this ad nauseum, it feels like. And that's fine. We'll be able to talk about it as long as Jimmy Haslam keeps them in point. As long as Haslam feels differently than I do about these guys, then we're going to have these conversations. And if he gives them enough time for me to change my mind on that, okay, great. Let's do that convo. But At this point, it's such an uphill battle. I don't know that they have enough time in the world to figure that out.
216-474-0092. So
Unlike other people, I like to call for people being fired.
We're not above anything, especially when part of it is your job. Is this where Andrew Berry comes under fire? Like, do you think this is going to be the beginning of maybe people going at Andrew Berry the way I do think more people over the first 8 weeks of the season have started to go after Kevin Stefanski? I do think there's a galaxy brain thing going on right now with Andrew Berry not speaking to the media yet, which is essentially, well, I think Andrew Berry not speaking could be a sign that something big is coming. I think that's giving Andrew Berry too much credit. I think he's asleep at the wheel. I think, and we're going to play some sound that calls
too much
it
credit,
out.
Yeah.
But I just,
I think it's just hopeful. I think it's hopeful because if you don't speak, you're slapping your fan base right in the face.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a hope there that, like, he's got to see that something isn't right and he can't just run and hide from it. And so the hope is that he's got an ace up his sleeve. He's got some sort of trick that he's going to be able to pull off. And then he'll make the trade. He'll make the big move. And then he'll do the press conference. And then he can even try to celebrate it as one big win.
Well, like, what's the big thing? Is it trading Njoku? Because, again, like, I think maybe the most you get for David is maybe a third-round pick.
Well, and you also don't get to really celebrate that as some sort of massive win either. That's you telling everybody that one of your good players is leaving, and it's because you're not competitive.
Is it trading Wyatt Teller? Because I think that kind of goes right in line with what you said about trading David Njoku.
I don't know. Maybe it's trading Denzel Ward for a couple first or something, and him really thinking that he's got then has three first next year, two first the year after, and it's him just celebrating the idea that the weaponry is loaded.
And then we'll have to fall back on, and you're going to be the guy to choose it?
Yeah, and we won't be happy about that. We won't be happy about that, but that's...
Guys, I got all those picks that I didn't have for those 3 years when I didn't draft anybody of quality, and now I'm going to make them now, because remember Carson Schlesinger?
Hey, the whole con, the big con that they're doing here is just trying to extend their lives, and extending their lives is continually telling Haslam, hey, we have picks, they're coming. I get to choose these guys. I get to figure this out.
So this is my call to Browns fans. When you criticize Kevin, and you should, Kevin has not been good, right? What's the record in the last 2 years now? I've what were they, 3-14, so now they're 5-20 in their last 25 games? Is my math sound there?
Ooh, it was 4-18 when I stopped keeping track.
Okay, so it's not good. So you can criticize Kevin. Don't forget to criticize Andrew. I think that's where, like, if I hear Nate Tice say something negative about Andrew, and then I hear this guy say something negative about Kevin, they're both true. We don't have to choose one guy to blame because we can blame them both. Listen, we've been scorched earth the last 2 days. I think you guys have been as well. I'm assuming scorched earth Fanta. He might start respectable, but then something will be said that tips him off where he really goes, or he just starts scorched earth.
I hope he just starts scorched earth, and then I hope he just continues to be scorched earth, and then I hope he ends the call and we're like, that was Fanta scorched earth.
Yeah, that's what we need, right? This is a time to let that anger out. Let your anger out at the Browns organization. I will tell you, I'm not happy that Andrew Berry is not speaking the rest of the week, or certainly next week. He's not scheduled to speak right now. I already think it is a bad look. I think it's embarrassing. He didn't speak after the Joe Flacco trade. He didn't speak after the Greg Newsom trade. And the reality is, we have come to expect Andrew to speak in moments like this. And there can be a myriad of reasons why that's happening. But I thought it was interesting when Mary Kay Cabot was on with the Midday Boys, she detailed why, just maybe, the Browns haven't sent Andrew Berry out there yet.
That's not on the table. That's not something that anybody is contemplating. I mean, if anything, and I asked Kevin Stefanski this yesterday, you know, one thing that he could possibly do, and I would actually advocate it, is turning the play calling over to Tommy Rees just to see if he can't get something else out of this offense. They have to do something. What's happening now is unsustainable. Now, it will help that Sed Tillman's coming back.
All right, so real quick, let's cut this off. That's not the right clip. And in fairness, I looked at the sheet here. It's not the right clip. So, Jax, can you work with Jake to find the clip where basically Mary Kay Cabot says why Andrew Berry isn't out there? Just real quick while we stall. Let's go ahead and play it right now. Jackson's got it up.
All right.
I think the thing that makes it weird is the fact that he's done it every single year since they have been here. The thing that doesn't make it weird is that most other GMs don't do it. When you look around the AFC North, most of those guys don't come out and speak at the bye week. And it's not a common thing that necessarily happens around the league. A lot of times NFL teams will want their coach to be the spokesman for the football team in during the season, and then the GM talks at other various points, pre-draft and in training camp and whatnot, combine and owners meetings. But during the season, a lot of teams want their coach to just be front and center and not have someone else out there talking. So they made their decision this year to do it this way, and I know they're getting pushback on it, and people are confused about it, and maybe they'll change it up again next year, but this is what they decided to do.
I'll be really surprised if they just they decided this back in back when Andrew Berry spoke.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In training camp, I'll be really surprised if this wasn't the turn of events that has happened over the last 8 weeks. And it is one thing to break precedents, which you yourself has set at any point. It's one thing to do it in this season.
Yeah.
And listen, you know me. Kevin Stefanski, I can take him or I can leave him, right? I think he's a good coach if you give him talent, which means he's not a great coach. I can build you a resume of a billion coaches in the NFL that if they have talent, they'll win. Hey, if you give him a franchise quarterback, yeah, you just described every coach in the NFL.
Right.
Right? Anybody worth their salt should be able to win with a great quarterback or a great team. All right? I have criticisms of Kevin Stefanski, but the year that you conveniently decide to hide Andrew Berry from the media, it happens to be the year where they are 2-6 going into the bye, where, by the way, Kevin Stefanski is very clearly set up to be the fall guy, which I understand that might be the way it goes. But the fact that Andrew gets to shirk responsibility and answer for his moves, any of the bad moves he's made, but certainly the trades that he's made. And now at 2-6, conveniently, he's nowhere to be found because, well, we just discovered the rest of the NFL doesn't do this. Bull crap. I do not believe you. You have no currency with me. You have no currency with the fans. All you're doing is further setting apart, okay, here's Kevin Stefanski, here's Andrew Berry, and you're setting one guy up to take every hit, every day. When, by the way, he's taken every hit for Deshaun Watson, a trade that he didn't progenate, although he did get on board for. He's taken every hit for the last damn 20 games, 25 games that this team has failed. This is disloyal. It is wrong. It is patently absurd that Andrew Berry and the Browns, this year specifically, at 2-6, have broken their own protocol that they've set. And it just, that's how the NFL operates. But it's not how you've operated, and you can't hide behind that crap.
And it's the picking and choosing that I think fans have a right to be mad about here, because, as you mentioned, like, this year of all years is the years that he does. And I don't really care about other teams' precedents, but also we should note, Eric DaCosta does speak a lot in Baltimore. And we also should point out, Mike Tomlin speaks every single week. He spoke today, and Tomlin, more than Omar Khan, is the person constructing the Steelers roster. So, those GMs do speak. And yes, is it bothersome in certain instances? Like, Lamar's got that whole situation, and maybe we'll touch on this a little bit later on. Lamar's got his whole situation about the injury report and everything else like that. Is it bothersome to Ravens fans that DaCosta's not out there right now speaking on behalf of that? I'm sure it is. Yes, I'm sure it is. But he speaks way more than most GMs. So I just don't know that you can use that as an excuse, but the picking and choosing for when you do it is what should bother Browns fans here.
What did Jimmy Haslam say at the NFL owner meetings in kudos to Kevin Stefanski with his little vote of confidence? It's not when things are good that you find out who your leaders are.
When they're bad.
It's when they're bad.
Yeah.
And for Jimmy Haslam then the week later to okay Andrew not being out there, for Andrew Berry himself to be okay with not being out there speaks volume about the leadership. And there's really only, I've given you one of the logical conclusions from this. One of them is they're just going to continue to set Kevin up to be the patsy like this was all his fault, when if anything, Kevin's biggest crime is not pushing back on the dodo brain ideas that they've come through and botched time and time again. All right, so that's one. The other is Andrew's already cooked and he's not really the GM, that they're making decisions by quorum, and it's just a matter of time before he gets back.
And he might be tired of defending decisions that he's not responsible for, too. Like,
Andrew?
Think about it. Well, yeah, from what you're suggesting right there, like, if he's not actually making decisions right now, and he's gotten to do it for somebody else, then yeah, like, that would bother the hell out of me, too.
Well, no, I'm talking about Kevin.
Oh, you said Andrew.
Kevin. Okay, good.
We got confused there.
All right, now, all right, well, let's try and retrace our steps.
Do you think Andrew's still making calls or not?
I don't know. But my point was Kevin being the guy twisting in the wind for decisions that he's gone along with and not pushed back on.
Okay, because we can still play with this here, though. Like, if you don't know that Andrew's making these decisions and you think it's actually Dee Podesta or somebody else, you could see why Andrew then wouldn't want to sit up at the podium and be like, yeah, we made these decisions for X, Y, and Z, if he can't actually back them up.
Well, but I think those are the only two things. Either he's distancing himself from Kevin and everything we've thought about the power dynamics between them changing is true, or he's already a dead man walking and they're just not going to put him out there because you don't need to put a guy out there to defend decisions if he's not going to be here in 8 weeks.
Well, again, if I was a dead man walking and I knew I was a dead man walking, why am I taking that firing squad of a media storm that I'm going to have to try to maneuver through with decisions that I don't even really believe in?
Because Kevin Stefanski's also doing it.
I know, but that's if I was Andrew Berry, I'd be like, I guess that's your job now. That's what you do. It's not fair to Kevin Stefanski in any sort of way. In fact, if you're a leader, you'd stand up there and you'd take a couple bullets for him, and you might even do it more frequently if you knew both people were cooked. But clearly, Andrew Berry doesn't want to do that.
Whichever way it is, it's a bad look. Whichever way it is, it's another way of embarrassing. And honestly, here's the thing. It's insulting to Kevin Stefanski. It's insulting to fans in this town who pay their hard-earned money. I mean, how many? We can't go over to the tailgate anymore downtown because Cleveland did away with that. Thank you, Mayor Bibb, protecting local businesses. But back when we would just be able to go do that, every time you'd see Browns fans line up, give up their Sundays, give up their hard-earned money to support this team in spite of the bird brain decisions that do not work out for this organization. So the idea now that you've changed your own precedence in what happens to be an even more bleak season than the year before, where fans just want answers. Fans just want to hear from you.
They're forgetting the idea of the press conferences, Nick. The whole idea of press conferences is to be the conduit for the fan. It is to be, you're ushering in what exactly the voice is, and then you're speaking to the fan base. The media is all there because, again, we're the conduit of all this, but like that's the idea, is it's the only time you're supposed to be able to really speak directly to the fan base, and not speaking to this fan base amid a two-win season and a disaster, that is in and of itself the slap in the face.
And here's the thing, you've already slapped them in the face by taking away anything fans identified with, right? There was a large contingent of fans who identified with Baker, and you took that away because, well, you're going to identify when we're in the Super Bowl. And then you didn't follow through on the second half of that act. You hired guys who no one in this town identifies with. I shouldn't say no one, because there's people who want to be Ivy Leaguers, people who want analytics to be all everything's about. Yeah, this is still a blue-collar area. This is still a blue-collar region. And you hired people who stand up there, say nothing, stand for nothing other than themselves, other than the process, which is tantamount to not a damn thing. And then you can't even bother to send them out there and answer questions about their own failure. That, to me, is failure of leadership. And that's failure on Jimmy. That's failure on the PR staff. That's failure on Andrew Berry. And listen, it ain't fair. Football's not fair. Life isn't fair. But it's not right to Browns fans. And here's the other thing. It's not right to Kevin Stefanski. He deserves a little bit more than that, even if he's also a huge part of this failure.
Oh, and he's too classy of a guy to go ahead and speak up about this exact problem. He's not going to go ahead and bust toss Andrew Berry, but he probably should be thinking about whether or not this is making him be the best version of Kevin Stefanski to everyone else when he's the only person that has to be held culpable for all this stuff. But you got to face the music. If you're Andrew Berry, you got to face the music. That's the point.
If you guys missed the start of the show, JP ran down some numbers that go against the idea that Miles' contract is untradeable. And we actually, our guy, Johnny Bean, who we talked about earlier, he's actually looked at the website that you called from, the numbers, and he now looks at this and goes, well, maybe Miles is tradable. So we're converting people.
Oh, the guy that doubted it, or
yes.
What? Oh, nice. Okay, good. All right. All
so
right,
we are spreading truth here instead of just reacting and saying that's impossible to happen and so on and so forth. But we'll have all that with John Fanta and Albert Breer coming up at 4:20 and 5:20. Donovan was good, great last night in the Cavs' latest win, 35 points in 29 minutes on the court, and it restarted the conversation about how much Donovan is too much Donovan for people.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that that's like the takeaway out of that game. You know, there's a lot of different takeaways I think I would have out of that game. I liked the full court press that they eventually put on Cade Cunningham after Cade started to look like maybe something was happening, and then Cade played what is arguably the worst game I've ever seen him play against the Cavs. Like, absolutely just got shut down. Like, really what that game yesterday, what the takeaway from that game yesterday should be is you basically ate Detroit's lunch from a defensive standpoint. And everyone wants to turn around in a game you win by 20 to complain about Donovan being awesome on the second night of a back-to-back? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, I think any time the conversation goes, do we have too much Donovan? I think that's really just maybe a way of expressing doubt about Evan. I think Evan was so commanding in the first half of the opener. And he's been good. Like, statistically, I think he's averaging 20 points a game. I think he's averaging a double-double right now per game. But because we haven't seen him take over an entire game like that, I think people are starting to get impatient with it, which I understand. I would also counter, it's four games into the season, and Donovan being great, like, Donovan's not just going to hand off the ball and go, here now, your turn, Evan. Evan's got to take it. And I think right now, your frustration shouldn't be with Donovan. If anything, it should be with Evan and continuing to having to be cajoled to take over games.
Well, and one thing I see with Evan that I think is interesting is, first off, he's shooting, you know, more three-point attempts than ever before, but he's also in the mid-range a lot, too. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they're clearly trying to see how far they can stretch out just him being a shooter. Yeah. And, like, it's different. It looks different. It feels different. And in fact, I would imagine a lot of people are upset with what they call the shot diet of Evan Mobley so far. But I feel like that's
I'm upset with any diet.
Yeah. any diet just gets to you. Suzanne Summers' diet, all of them.
Atkins diet.
We're just doing classic diets from 30 years ago that don't even really exist anymore.
The caveman diet, that's from 20 years ago.
There we go. Now we're getting there. Yeah. So people are mad at his shot diet. They're mad at a few things. It's so odd. The team has looked pretty good, and all of a sudden, all I hear is just complaints about this team, and I sometimes wonder, am I watching the same product as a lot of people?
I think that's maybe what I'm surprised about, is that there is that kind of impatience. I think we all thought that's going to be a little bit more of a mellow regular season because, you know, we all understand that till you get to the playoffs, none of this matters. I understand the fundamental point where I think people have resigned themselves to the only time or the only chance that you have to take over the NBA, become an NBA champion, is if Evan becomes your best player. So I think the mind is in the right place. I just think it's a little early to say anything, to just draw anything sweeping from these four games, because it's going, like, the process of Evan being the player you want him to be takes time.
Yeah.
And I know nobody wants that because, well, this player was this person in year three. This is different. And we also have to face the idea, and maybe this is where the concern really is, that Evan might never become the player that we thought he would be when he was drafted or at any of the point we thought he could be Bosch or Duncan or any of those guys. Mm-hmm. That also might be the reality here. But I don't think it comes at the expense of Donovan Mitchell, who I think has just been Donovan Mitchell through the first four games.
I mean, and even looking at his usage numbers, they're not crazy. It's like 32%. It's not insane. It's the higher parts of the league. He's living in that Anthony Edwards territory of usage in any given game. But it's nothing crazy at this point. I'm gonna come away with this almost even more impressed that he's willing to go ahead and try to put up 35 on the second night of a back to back on game four of the season. Like, that's insane at the front of it. There's so many NBA players that wouldn't even consider attempting to try to have that type of game last night.
Yeah, I'm still in the love bubble with this team, where I'd like to see Evan call for that stuff more. I would. I think that concern, or not concern, but that desire, I think, is well founded by Cavs fans because it's been a conversation for now, you know, 4.5 years. Get it. However, they're so much fun to watch, and they keep playing the bet. Like, they're doing all this without Darius, who now might be there in early November.
And we got to see that big lineup last night that looks like it's never going to be able to score.
They'll
it's so funny,
it
the Larry Nance one, the one that has. It's like, who's scoring in this? Dean Wade. It's just a really funny lineup to me.
They're all going to sit around the perimeter and wait for somebody to throw them the ball.
They just go so big in that moment. You can see Atkinson. You can see on his face. He's like, I don't know how we're going to score. And it just looks like, I don't know how they're going to score either.
I'm going to tell you, put Darius with three guys 6'8 or taller who can all shoot the three ball, including Dean Wade, including Evan, including did I mention Dean Wade? Larry Nance Jr. And then find me another 6'8 or taller guy, and bam, bang, biscuit.
And that might be the plan at the end of the day. That might be what you end up doing. But it's just funny because you get all
Craig
these
Porter Jr.
Craig Porter and Tyson and all these bench players that then when they all just end up on the court at the same time, it's really funny how big the Cavs end up getting.
216-474-0092. Is too much Donovan Mitchell actually a thing? I just don't think it is. And by the way, this is a better playoff conversation than it is a regular season.
And I think in the playoffs, we're going to have a real conversation about this. I think when we get to the postseason, we will have that because we had those conversations last year. Is he taking over the game too much? Why is it that Mobley is there for the first quarter and then it feels like Donovan, something goes off in his head like, no, my turn now, and then he just takes off and goes and that's it? Like, we will have these conversations. But on the second night of a back-to-back where Donovan needed to score, it's just not the conversation.
And I think, again, I think once you get into the playoffs, those conversations are really, really complex. If you're used to taking over games and you're Donovan and the other guy's not used to calling for it, there's a gap that has to be bridged. But Kenny Atkinson can only tell Evan Mobley, hey, go out there and get yours. He can only say that so many times. And Donovan, I think you missed the point of Donovan Mitchell. A guy who, again, wasn't supposed to be this player, wasn't supposed to be a 25-point player a night, wasn't supposed to be first-team All-NBA coming out of Louisville as the 13th pick, 14th pick in what was a 2017 NBA draft. So, like, the reason Donovan is who Donovan is he is a bulldog. So you can't ask a bulldog to be like, hey, can you be like a
Chihuahua.
Like, you'd be like, no, they're pretty fierce.
They are
I almost
fierce.
Lost a toe to a Chihuahua.
The Taco Bell Chihuahua back in the day?
My grandma Jo had a Chihuahua that my brothers had terrorized, and that Chihuahua did not like feet.
But go a poodle action?
Yeah. Is a poodle nice? That's thinking like a retriever.
Nice.
I was thinking like a retriever.
What's one of those combo dogs that they have now? Where it's like,
No.
That's historically, we just call them mutts. But now they... Golden doodles, yes.
Okay.
Yes, the combo dogs.
Okay. So you can't ask a bulldog...
I don't know if anyone's ever called him a combo dog before, but I like the branding of it.
I thought it was a dog that likes combos. However,
no. We just mix every type of breed of dog and just two of them say, hey, get together and have a good time. And then that pops out. And they sell them for $1,500 a piece
that's
now.
That's the opposite of what Bob Barker used to say. It was get your pet spayed and neuter.
And now
get them together, put on some Barry White and see where it goes.
They sell them for $2,000 and everyone has a good time.
Is too much Donovan Mitchell a thing? And did we just rebrand mutt dogs? What do you think about it?
Combo dog.
This one's a retriever, mastiff, with a little bit of chihuahua in it. And it also weighs 300 pounds. You're going to love it.
Shot diet is great.
But not its actual diet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.